Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. It's a rainy day here in Foxborough as the Patriots embark on their second week of OTAs this Thursday, the first day of media availability. And it's really hard to tell who is on the field. Obviously, the Patriots not wearing jerseys. Their numbers are on their shorts and on their helmets. So it's shorts, T-shirts, helmets. That is the attire that has been the case for the past 2 weeks. Now, the Patriots did make a transaction on Wednesday, signing veteran linebacker James Anderson, formerly of the Chicago Bears, and releasing wide receiver Mark Harrison. Now, Anderson, highly productive when he was with the Carolina Panthers and the Bears as well, so certainly a good addition to have to that linebacking core. Now, let's get to some more news and notes of the day. There's only so much that you can really take away from the days of OTAs. As running back coach Ivan Pierce said last week, this is really a time for the players to learn. They're here to soak up as much information as possible. One noteworthy thing on Thursday was the sighting of second-round draft choice quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo, who was on the field. This is our first chance to see him as he was not here last week because of the NFLPA rookie premiere. So that gets you caught up on week two of OTAs. They will continue through next week. We will have you covered right here on Patriots.com, but that'll do it for now. We'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.